is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, saints out there in radio land. Praise the Lord. Good morning on this beautiful, great, blessed first Sunday in April. This is Johnson Lee and Luella coming to you, God with God's Spoken Word Ministry. Matter of fact, I'm going to put God first. This is God's Spoken Word.
Amen.
With Luella and Johnson Lee Simpson coming to you on the behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray, baby, pray.
Lord, thank you for another day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Say it,
Lord,
baby,
bless
say it.
All your saints everywhere. Bless all the bereaved family. Comfort their heart like never before.
Say it, say
get a hold
it.
To all our children, loved ones, all of mine to be saved. Bless all the sick and shed in and the hospital carrying from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
we
Lord.
We speak healing in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, we just thank you for everything you already done, what you finna do.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We give you all the praise and all the honor because you worthy, worthy to be praised.
Worthy to be
all
praised.
All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name.
And a special
thank
prayer,
God
Lord.
Thank God for my husband.
Thank God for my wife. And a special prayer for the one that affected by the storm.
Amen.
Praying for the Marines and the one lost
yes,
loved
Lord.
One. Just praying all the way prayer
amen.
For all the ones that affected by the storm, praise the
amen.
Lord, we thank God.
Thank you,
all right, the message this morning, praise the Lord, is have you got it like the Bible says?
Have you got it like the Bible
says? I said, have you got it like the Bible says?
Amen.
I don't care how good you preach, have you got it like the Bible says? I don't care how many members that you pastor, have you got it like the Bible says? I don't care how much you prophesy and lay hands on the sicker. Have you got it like the Bible said?
Hallelujah.
I don't care how far you travel, how many hundreds and thousands of miles you travel. Have you got it like the Bible said?
Amen.
I don't care how many books you wrote, how many songs you sang, how many CDs, good God Almighty, that you put out, how many DVDs, ooh, shut up a whole
thank
shot
you,
now, that you done put out, how the Boshik Katna, all the message you know and all that knowledge you know. Have you got it
amen.
Like the Bible says? I don't care what you're doing and how good you're doing it. Have you got it like the Bible says? Oh, Bishop, I don't care how many churches you over.
Amen.
Have you got it like the Bible says? Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Peter.
Oh, District Elder, I don't care how many districts that you over. Have you got it like the Bible says?
Say.
I don't care how much you fast or how much you pray. Have you got it? Like the Bible said, good God Almighty. And if you don't have it, like
amen.
The Bible said, all you
praise
doing
it.
Is in vain. All your preaching is
amen.
In vain. Sisters, some of y'all preach good. Some of y'all writing books. Some of y'all
amen.
Sing good gospel songs. But have you got
praise
it? Like the Bible said, sisters, if you deck down in your earrings, and your makeup, and your pie and paint, and your toenail painting, and your fingernail painted, and your blouse open, and your dress too tight, and you're wearing pants, you don't have it like the Bible
amen.
Says. Oh, preacher, if your hair long as my wife, thank you, Jesus. And if you got an earring in your ear, and if your clothes too tight, if your pants hug you too tight, so you can see every crook and every wrinkle, you don't have it like the
preach
Bible says. Well, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
he
you,
said
Jesus.
In his word, many gonna say, Lord, Lord, God Almighty,
preach
and not
it.
Gonna enter
amen.
In. Many gonna say, Lord, I cast out devil your name.
Amen.
I did all kind of wonderful things in your name. But he gonna say, depart
from
me.
I never knew you. Hallelujah.
I know you're not.
Amen.
Your work is in iniquity.
Amen.
Why? Because
preach
you didn't have it like the Bible said.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said in St. John 3 and 5, Jesus answered, and verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water. Hear that water here.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, you got to be baptized. You can't get away
yes,
from
Lord.
The baptism. Yeah, you got to go down in Jesus' name. That's the only way you're going to get the sin washed off of you. Have you got it like the Bible says? If you got baptized in the other way, you got wet but nothing. And Jesus, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That's it. That's the bottom line. That's all of it. That's the whole thing right there. If you ain't baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, you can't enter into the kingdom of God. That means you're going to hell. Have you got it? Like the Bible says, if you're not lining up with the Bible, you're going to hell. That's why Jesus said, hell in St. John 5:39, such the scriptures.
Yes, Lord.
God of my, such the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they are which testify of me. How you going to testify of Jesus when you ain't got it right? How you going to preach the word, preachers, when you don't have it right? You going to teach that word if you ain't got it right? How you going to write books about Jesus? They're writing books, but they ain't writing the books about Jesus. They write a book on the Bible, but it's not about the Bible.
Yes,
sometimes they write books and they're way off. They don't tell you nothing about Jesus. They don't tell you nothing about their sins. Have you got him? Like the Bible says, if you're not crying loud, spare not the hallelujah. You don't have him. Like the Bible says, if you're not coming against fornication and adultery, hallelujah, and despiteful and weakness, if you ain't coming against lesbianism and homosexual, if you ain't coming against murders and hypocrites and false prophets and false apostles, God of my, and homongers, and gambling, witchcraft, hell, you don't have it like the Bible said. Hit it, baby, hit it.
Don't have it like the Bible said. You got to get baptized in the name, filled with the Holy Ghost, evident speaking in tongues, walk holy, talk holy. He said, be holy, for I am a holy God. We got to be holy men and women of God.
Yes, Lord,
walk
yes, Lord.
Holy, talk holy, look holy, look like a holy woman, man of God. I tell you, my God is a good God.
Uh-huh.
Oh, taste and see that my God is good.
Yes.
He waiting on y'all people. He calling y'all.
Amen.
He said, tell my people I'm coming. Tell them take on my name.
Uh-huh.
He baptized in my name because I love him.
Yes.
I love him. Hallelujah. Take on my name.
Yes.
I'm waiting on him with his arm wide open.
Yes.
Come on to Jesus. Say. The answer's in Jesus.
Say.
All you got to do is put your mind on Jesus. Keep you in perfect peace. Who mind stayed on him.
Yes.
I love him. I love him more and more every day. And I won't take it back because God has been good to me down through the years. And he's still being good.
Lord.
I thank him for everything he already
thank
done for
you. Amen.
God supply all your needs unto his riches and glory.
Have you got it? Like the Bible says,
1 Peter 1:15
says, but as he which had called it, you was holy, so be ye holy in all manners of conversation.
Yes,
have you got it?
Like
the Bible says, somebody said, well, it ain't the clothes you wear. You're a lying wonder.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Somebody said, well, God look on the heart and not the outward appearance. You're a lying wonder.
Amen.
He said, be holy.
Yes,
holy means everywhere. All over.
Amen.
You got to sanctify yourself from the head to the toe.
Amen.
Have you got it? Like the Bible says, preacher man, you can't walk around like no sweet daddy and like no honey daddy and call yourself a minister. How the most shut
now?
I don't got how much word you got down in you. You got to live this word. How the Bible said, be doers of the word and not hearers only. Some of y'all got the word in you, but you ain't living the word. Greater than he. Greater is he that's in me, that he's in the world. If it's holy inside, you're going to dress outside. Have you got it? Like the Bible says, women that are preaching the word, pull off the pants, pull off the earrings, pull off the makeup.
Yes,
God Almighty, put on holiness. The Bible says in Romans 13:14, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh. Put it off. Put it off. Put on holiness. God is calling for holiness.
Yes,
God is calling for holiness.
Holiness.
God Almighty, he told the children of Israel when Moses went over there and brought them back on this side. He told them in Leviticus 11:44, be ye holy.
For
I am holy. Sanctify yourself.
Yes.
Come on from among them.
Uh-huh.
Be separated.
Yes.
Sanctify yourself.
Yes, Lord.
Turn it loose. Let it go. Leave it alone.
Amen.
Sanctify yourself. God Almighty, if you preach them and got a girlfriend, you don't have it.
I know
like the
right.
Bible said.
Yes,
if you preach women and got a boyfriend, you don't have it. Like the Bible said. God Almighty, if you preach them and if you mean and grouch and low down, can't get along with nobody and talking all the time. Talking about each other.
Preach
God Almighty. You don't have it, like the Bible said. He said, love one another.
Yes,
love one another.
Uh-huh.
That's how you're going to people. People going to know that you are my disciple because you love one another. Oh, my sheep, come up both shot now. Oh, my people, sir.
Yes,
I unleash the deaf angels among the land. Oh, my people,
yes,
sir.
Lord.
You're disobedient. You're hard-hearted. You're stiff-necked. You won't obey.
Yes,
you won't hear my voice. You won't hear my prophets. So how about she come up on? You have a will against my word. So I have unleashed the deaf angels on the land.
Yes,
that's why it's killing and murdering and raping and the storm over here and the storm over there. Cut God
him
out. Have you got him? Like the Bible says, you got to come clean.
Amen.
You got to come clean.
Hallelujah.
And do what the Bible says.
Lord.
You got to repent of your sins and get baptized. And get baptized. And get baptized. And get baptized in Jesus' name. Cut God him out. That's the only way you can get your sin washed off of you. Have you got it?
Like the Bible says.
Like
Hallelujah.
The Bible says. Revelation 22:11 says, he that is unjust,
let him be unjust
still. And he which is filled, let him be filled still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, looking at this,
let
him be holy still. And good God Almighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that 12th verse of the 22nd chapter of Revelation said, and behold,
holy.
I come quickly.
Quickly.
And my reward is with me to get every man, every woman, according as his work shall be. Do you have it
like
the Bible said? Y'all better come on in.
Amen.
Y'all better come on in.
Yes, Lord.
Do you have it
like
the Bible said? If you gambling and like to stretch off them numbers, you don't have it like
Lord.
The Bible said.
Amen.
If you in fornication, how you shaking,
yes,
you don't have it
like
the Bible said. If you women run around here and dressing half naked, and setting up in church, showing all your parts of your body, you don't have it like the Bible says. God's going to get you preachers for letting
too.
Them do that.
Uh-huh.
God's going to get you pastors for letting
Lord.
Any and everything come up in that church. You're supposed to be the shepherd. Had to watch out for the sheep.
Uh-huh.
You, it would stop them. You got to put the word out.
Sir.
You ain't got to go to them, send them some of them women and tell sister, you got to put some clothes on.
Lord.
Sister, put this towel in front of you. Do it in a nice, respectful way. Have the urge to say, sister, just like that, you can't sit on the front row. How about she come up shot now?
Lord.
I call you dealing with a soul. We don't want to make them mad and they leave the church. But say, sister, sit
Lord.
In the back row.
Thank
over
you.
Here. You can't sit like that.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You got to respect God's house. You
got to
respect the Lord. And you got to respect the man of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
It's a certain way. You got to come. You don't go to jail just any kind of way. You don't go to prison just any way. You don't go to the courthouse just any kind of way. Why you walk in God's house just any kind of way?
Amen.
I pull out them old cut-up, me put out them old cut-up jeans. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Do you have it? Like the Bible says,
hey,
you
got
to stand for holiness.
Amen.
You got to stand for holiness. Help old sheep come up. Hebrews 12:14 said, follow peace with all means and holiness. Good God,
no man
with holiness.
See the Lord.
Without no man shall see the Lord. What you saying, preacher? If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you're going to hell.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
if
Lord.
You don't line up with this word, you're going to
Amen.
Hell. You got the sixth book of the Bible.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Got to line up with them. You got to do what they say.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
and I admonish y'all that they start in Matthew and read on the Revelation. The Old Testament is good, but we in the New Testament now. Hallelujah. We are under grace.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
man
Jesus.
Can have no two or three wives like they did in the Bible because God winked at the ignorance. Now he commands all men. Hallelujah. They repent.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. They worship all of God. You can't worship no all of God. He said, thou shalt have no other God
before
me. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
and if you're doing anything you want to do, hallelujah. Hey, you could call him out.
You
have both sheep come on. You don't have it
Preach
like
it.
The Bible said. Do you have it like the Bible said? Oh, do you have it
yes,
like
Lord.
The Bible said?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Run. Run to Jesus.
Run.
Look at all this destruction.
Hallelujah.
Run. Look at all this killing. Run.
Thank you, Jesus.
Run to Jesus.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Devil on the rampage.
Uh-huh.
Run.
Yes,
one
Lord.
Thing I found out, all this killing, all this storms
of
killing. One thing I found out. Can't nothing on this earth happen unless God allow it to happen. God got a reason. God got a reason. Killing us. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
but do you have it Like the Bible said, you got to walk in the Word. Uh-huh. You got to walk in Psalm 91.
Yes,
you got to walk in Psalm 23.
Yes,
you got to walk in Psalm 19. You got to walk in Psalm, thank you, Jesus,
Hallelujah.
27. You got to walk in Psalm, Hallelujah, 25.
You
got to do what Psalm 150 says. Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Do you have it? Like the Bible said. Do you have it?
Yes, Lord.
Do you have it?
Hallelujah.
Do you have it like the Bible said? Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it like the Bible said. Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it like the Bible said. Well, we gone. In the name of Jesus. Thank God for my wife.
Thank God for my
husband. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've been listening to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson. Trailblazers for Jesus. You can correspond with them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301, or phone them at 919-394-8262. Be sure to join us next time for God's Spoken Word. Crime Stoppers pays up to $2,500 for information leading to an arrest. Crime Stoppers pays, and you never give your name, and you never appear in court. No one knows but you and Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers reports the crime to the police, so you're never involved. Your life, your family, your home, your neighborhood, they're too precious to just give it to criminals. Get paid up to $2,500. 443-7867. 443-STOP. Don't ignore crime in your neighborhood. If you see something, know something, then say something. Crime Stoppers. 443-7867. 443-STOP. KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Step on up. Stay.